Hey, great ending to the regular season for you. I know you've had some time. Has the time off, you feel like it's done some good for everybody involved, you think?
I do. I think, you know, we were able to get, you know, had some bumps and bruises that we had to take care of, and I think that's allowed some of that, and we're still, you know, day to day with a couple of them right now, and just getting them some little rest. Hopefully we'll have everybody back today. You know, last week we just kind of kept it simple and loose, and, you know, didn't know who we were really playing, so we just kind of focused a lot on us and breaking things down and getting a lot of shots up and just trying to keep things as loose as possible in practice. You know, we watched the game on Saturday. You know, the Laramie Gillette game, and then, you know, got back at it yesterday, getting back to it. And I think, you know, they've been focused, and we had a good one yesterday, and I expect to have, you know, these next 2-3 days here of prep time for Gillette, to be some of the best practices we've had all year.
Wasn't it nice to see somebody else have to battle it out for the right to get into the Region 9 tournament? You guys could sit back and just watch and see who you're going to play.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was a different feeling. I'll be honest, once we got that, I was already starting to think, because prior to our last two home games, once we got the NJC game, we were pretty much knew it was a definite that we'd have the two spot wrapped up. And I started thinking then, like, man, I've not been in this situation before. I got to make sure that we have, you know, keep their minds right and their heads right, and not get, you know, too impatient, and but also not, you know, overdo it and burn them out at the same time. So it was definitely a nice feeling to know that we're going straight to you know, the final eight teams, and not having to play that game. Just, you know, because you just never know what's going to happen. Some of the scores, I mean, Trinidad goes into double overtime versus Otero, and that's 130-122. Northwest Wyoming goes into overtime with Eastern Wyoming, and Eastern Wyoming pulls that one out. NJC beats Lamar on the road. So, I mean, you know, anything can happen during those games. So it's a relief that we don't have to worry about it. But at the same time, it's one of those, like, man, wish we could play just to keep the ball rolling, because we've been playing well.
Have you ever, in a while, it's been a while since you've had maybe seen a score like that in junior college basketball on the women's side?
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, they didn't have it live stream because it was being played in Pueblo, due to some, you know, some things going on at Trinidad with the gym. So I'm watching it just on, like, the live cast. So I'm just seeing the score, and you know, Otero's down 20 points, 25 points, something like that in the first half. I'm like, okay, this is just going to be a blowout. And I go watch another game and then come back, and I'm like, well, it's a 9-point lead from Trinidad, and like four minutes left. And next thing I know, like, okay, wait, it's tie game, and Otero takes the lead in the first overtime, and, you know, I'm just watching the score go up and up and up, and not, you know, not seeing any box scores, not seeing what's going on. And I'm the next day or that night when they finally put them up, and I'm like, okay, there's, you know, Trinidad goes, you know, 20 of 49 from three, and Otero's 15 of 46, and must have been a shooter's gym over there, and that five players fell out in that game. So it's one of those that probably not right now, but once the season's over, I'll just go back and watch that game, because it probably was a fun one to watch, just as a fan of this game and women's basketball. Just, you know, haven't seen that type of score where both teams score that many in a game.
Quarterfinals up at the Cougar Palace, and I see Gillette's 22-9, so they've had a pretty nice season as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. I mean, we saw them at Cass, where we played them the third game of three after Christmas break, and got to watch them. You know, we played them in the Jamboree, our first Jamboree in Denver. So saw them, you know, a couple of different times, and then, you know, watched them over the course of the year, and you know, just I've been really impressed by their team all year long. I mean, they just do a lot of the little things that you need to do to win, and so we have to do the same thing, but it's a team that you know, the three seed, they were the two spot 2 weeks ago, and you know, lose on the road to Laramie and Eastern Wyoming, and then win the last two games on the road to solidify the third spot. But they were at the two seed and beat Casper. That was Casper's, you know, one of their losses, I believe. And so a excuse me, they beat Western Wyoming both times. So it's a team that I think is you know the one of the top three, could have been 1 through 3 in that region on the south, on the north side. So could have easily been the number one seed, and they just had a few hiccups on the road, had a tough schedule to finish out the year, and just watch them play. I'm like, they're not a typical three seed when you go into these tournaments. I mean, it's definitely a team that we have to be well prepared for in order to put ourselves in a good position to be successful.
I see they got a little size, got a 6-footer, a couple of 5'10" girls, and so. But still, you don't match up too bad with this team, do you?
No. Size wise, I mean, we're comparable. They do rebound the ball well. I mean, they're two girls that are, you know, 5'11", 5'10", 6 foot right in there. I mean, those two girls that start from at the 4-5 spot averaged, like 8 offensive rebounds a game. So they're physical. I mean, that's one thing that they do. They don't have the height. But they have big guards. And then they have some small guards that can get places, and they're just a physical team, and their forwards are really super physical, and we have to match that and not allow them to get offensive rebounds. I mean, if we can take care of that and limit them under double digits, you know, I think that's one of our top two goals is to limit them on the offensive rebounding side. But you know, height doesn't always matter, especially in these games. You know, the heart and those things, and those two girls, you know, they play with the physicality, they play with an intensity that we have to match and be better than.
Yeah, the three quarterfinals, everybody kind of, in the matchups, you kind of figure on, they like you kind of predicted, or that was there a little difference in what you thought that would happen?
No, as far as what's set up, I think going into it, you know, pretty figured that was what it was going to be. Thought Northwest Wyoming, you know, could have been in that spot. Eastern Wyoming is playing well at the end of the year. I don't think they had won a game on the road, and then they go on the road in the first round game and beat Northwest. I thought had a great season with a new coach. So that was the only one I think could have gone either way. I think that it creates some you know, really good matchups in the quarterfinals for the region tournament. You know, Trinidad, the scoring output that they've been putting together, going up against Casper, which I think has, you know, one of the best defenses in either side of the region, and Dan can also score the ball. It'll be an interesting game to watch them, because that could be a high scoring, high power game if Trinidad's on and can shoot it. And you know, the Western Wyoming and NJC game is going to be interesting. You know, another game that could have gone either way. And NJC has been playing great on the road. We were fortunate to get that win. You know, third to last game of the season against them here, because they had won three out of four on the road before that. And so that could be an interesting one. I think that, you know, NJC plays with a chip on their shoulder, which will be, it'll be interesting watching them versus Western Wyoming, because they're just a calm collective, don't let things rattle them too much. NJC tries to, you know, turn up the pressure and make a little bit of a havoc, and then the last game with Western and Eastern Wyoming, Western Nebraska and Eastern Wyoming, I think, you know, like I said, Eastern's been playing well. Record doesn't show it. I mean, they came down from 25 against us and beat us early on in the season, so the team that, you know, can put up some points real quickly if they need to. And Western's solid. I mean, they have four girls on the all-region team, and there's a reason why. You know, the one thing that, you know, will be interesting to watch is their depth, because they play, you know, seven, eight girls, and see how that goes for them throughout the tournament. And how all that plays out. So I think it's going to be fun. Obviously, we're focused on us, but those other three games are going to be interesting to take note on.
Well, besides a couple of hiccups against North Platte and Western, you've guys won all your games here in late February and early March. So not a bad way to end that regular season.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, we come back from break and lose those three games, have the two losses before break where we lost, you know, five, and then I think we won whatever, 10 of, or 13 or 7 to 10, something I can't remember, but we finished the semester well. I mean, we had an opportunity against Western there, just didn't finish the second half, and then the game against North Platte, just, I don't know, we just, I, I'll put on me. I mean, I just fumble the ball when I guess it gets up to when we get up there the last couple of years, and that's just a tough place to play. So, but other than those, though, you know, I think the only real hiccup we had was North Platte, and then the home game versus Western. We just didn't come ready to play in that one, but everything else, I mean, I've been impressed in the growth in this team, and I'm proud of them. That's we want to be playing our best basketball right now, and I think we're there. I think we still, you know, we haven't had everybody on the same page for an entire game. So that's our next step, and we get everybody on the same page. You know, Penn and the Gillette, I think will be pretty tough.
And it's back-to-back-to-back days, isn't it? I mean, you're playing three straight, aren't you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's the reason I scheduled the Casper Tournament Classic right after Christmas is, you know, you want to win the region tournament. You gotta win three games in 3 days. And obviously the teams we played at Casper, West Wyoming, Gillette, those are the top three teams of the North. And obviously we didn't fare well against them then, but for me, it was more about the experience and learning and understanding, like, you know, when we get to this point, like, look back on those games, look back on, you know, what we needed to do in order to be successful. And we've already been through it. Obviously, we didn't win those games, but we've been through it. And I feel like we're a step ahead of most just because we've had that experience. And hopefully we rely on those things to push us forward, to not worry about this being three games, but just take it one game at a time.